The internet is a wild place. When something outside your control ruins your reputation for you personally or for your company, what will you do? What will you do? Well, you get with today's guest, that's what. Samir Somal is with Blue Ocean Global Tech, and a big part of what they do is digital reputation management. See, with so many people focusing on making sure their website looks slick and they have a social media strategy to bang out content, they often forget to get their house in order. The perception of how trustworthy you are is the foundation of any good business, and you can't game the system. It's a long-term process that leads to even longer-term results, but managing your digital reputation is key, and it's something that can be fixed. If you're wondering if your digital reputation is where it should be, reach out and get in touch with Samir. Check out his personal site at samirsomal.com, his company website at blueoceanglobaltech.com, his email at ssomal@blueoceanglobaltech.com, or even call him on the phone at 202-276-7589. Listen in for some tips about reputation and marketing in the conversation now. Going pretty good. I'm kind of jealous you got that giant cup of coffee. I'm kind of a coffee addict myself.
Dude, I got this Italian coffee maker. It is the best thing.
Oh, like, man. Ever. Yeah.
It, like, makes, I'll show it to you. It makes like one cup at a time.
Oh, yeah?
Dude.
Oh, I love it.
It is like, it's too good. I would recommend it.
I love it. I love it.
Espresso in it?
Yeah.
Thing, like, you're always getting the fresh cup.
Nice. And there's no filter to get in the way of all the oils and stuff. I love it, man. There's I'm jealous, dude.
No filter. Like, it filters the water through. Just the metal, like, you dish it out. And the European coffee maker, bro.
Oh, that's awesome, man. And this is the first time I've ever been on a podcast where people are like, look at my coffee maker. It's amazing.
I was just in India, and, like, I have a second home there. So, like, I just bought one there, and it, like, totally revolutionized my day there. I'm like, why didn't I do this before?
Yeah. Where have you been all my life? Well, man, it's really good to catch up with you again. I know we talked a while back, and I'm like, Samir is just an awesome dude, and I want to keep in touch with him more. And hey, here's a way to do that is, get you to come on a podcast and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Well, tell me a little bit about what your company does. Catch me up on that. I know you're still doing stuff with Blue Ocean, but what's that all about?
Yeah, so we build, monitor, repair. We haven't started or anything, have we?
Oh, yeah, we have. We're good.
Oh, we are starting.
Yeah, this is it. Zoom.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh,
I thought you were just like, okay, cool. Let me just pulling up your thing. We'll start again. We can just, wait, that is your first question. Cool.
Yeah, okay. I got it. I got the thing in front of me, man. It's fine. Hashtag no filter, just, man. We're
cool. And then how long do you typically, I didn't know. Yeah, good.
That's okay, man. Like 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes.
Okay.
That's cool. Good. Yeah.
Ready to go. Let's do that again. Sorry.
Surprise. All right. Well, hey, what's your company do? What does Blue Ocean Global Technology do?
Yeah, Fritz. You know, today, in the face of the digital revolution, we're trying to represent the goodwill, trust, relationship capital, who we really are, mm-hmm. with our friends, family, clients, investors, partners, offline. We're trying to represent that accurately on the internet. So first and foremost, we are digital reputation experts. We build, monitor, and repair digital reputations for individuals, for companies, even several government clients. And we're also relied upon and trusted by a group of PR firms and law firms to do work for their clients. And over the last 3 years, we've evolved to offer digital transformation consulting, of course, specializing in the digital reputation repair component. Mm-hmm. But we also focus on how organizations are able to transform and thrive. And that includes artificial intelligence and big data, and making sure that you're leveraging technology to make more informed decisions.
Okay, very cool, very cool. Yeah, I know when it comes to digital reputation, I think a lot of people don't have, like, they don't even realize that that's a thing. And I didn't until just a couple of years ago, in fact. But I mean, the internet's a really wild and woolly place. And I guess if people are like smearing your image, and that's what you help fix that, or am I misunderstanding?
Yeah, I think, well, that certainly falls, Fritz, under the component of repairing a reputation. So mm-hmm. it could be somebody smearing your image. It could be, imagine if somebody looked up Michael Fritz's and they that person was a fraudster, and there was another one that had a similar name. And instead of seeing you, they found information about somebody else. So certainly you'd want that mitigated. There could be old court documents. You could own a company and you had a rogue employee or an ex-partner who did something wrong. And now when anyone looks up the company, they're finding that. So there's a whole bunch of reasons as to why your search engine results pages and your online reputation aren't reflective of who you are. And so we specialize, of course, in repairing that. And we also testify in court and we're expert witnesses on these subjects. Having said that, a lot of the work that we do in digital reputation is on building. And so, for instance, SEO, it's almost like a dirty word for people because they've had so many experiences, Fritz, where they don't necessarily receive value, or they don't understand it, or somebody's promised something and they haven't delivered. Well, SEO is actually a tool that's used in digital reputation campaigns to achieve results. So it's something that is within the context of reputation. So I hope that helps link perhaps some things how they're components of digital marketing. But the overall goal when you're looking to market online or achieve things, be it direct ad spend, for instance, or producing content, you're trying to create a perception or reputation.
Right. Yeah. And you don't want that confused with anybody else's reputation that, you know, links back to you. And it's like, no, I'm not that guy. I'm this other one. Yeah. But I was trying to think, I'm like, I don't think there are any other Michael Fritz's on the entire planet that could really, you know, do something. I guess that's what you get for having an eye chart for a last name. I'm fairly safe. So I'm not your target market. I'm sorry.
No, we're blessed that, you know, we're able to help people. And most of our clients were actually working on reputation consulting and doing positive work to reflect their brand, because many times they have choice overload, for it's in terms of all the different components of digital reputation, whether that's content, whether that's websites, whether that's SEO, whether that's social media. And usually all those pieces aren't working together efficiently to produce results. And so there needs to be some coordination. There needs to be some strategy. So I would say that while we do a lot of work in reputation repair, the vast majority of our clients are actually proactively helping them represent and build their presence on the internet.
Nice. Well, how did you get started in marketing? What's your background personally?
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, I've always had a proclivity for being an educator and sharing information so that others can be more knowledgeable. But I have a background in finance. And as a former banker, I launched a wealth management company about 11 years ago and didn't want to be held back by technology resources. And so I went out and did the due diligence to interview people of character who were running smaller, agile technology companies, found some great partners, leveraged them to launch our firm, Blue Ocean Global Wealth. And in doing so, I realized, why not share these resources? And so that's how Blue Ocean Global Technology was born. And we started out, you know, in traditional digital marketing and some of these subjects before we quickly realized that it is reputation, ultimately, that people are seeking to achieve. And since that, we've not only helped and have a well-documented track record of helping clients, we've also become recognized as educators and are engaged to speak directly on these subjects for a range of audiences, from C-level executives to sales groups to many different associations to private engagements, to help an executive team or a boardroom understand how they can navigate some of these challenges.
Yeah. You know, the more I hear about it, and I'm getting a clearer picture of what digital reputation management is, the more we talk. So we should talk more, man.
That's why I'm here.
But that's why I'm here, man. That's like the foundation of everything else. Everything else is built off of that reputation. If you have a poor reputation, you know, your career could be limited, your business could be, you know, stifled growth. People aren't going to want to do business with you or work with you. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you got to have that in order before you even think about, I got a website, I got to get social media, I got to get this and that. It's like, you know, get your house in order first, son. Make sure your reputation's in good standing, right?
You bring up a good point there. It's, you know, today people look you up first and foremost. So if you don't have a reputation, it doesn't matter how many good clients, it's like, for instance, the law firm that has thousands of happy clients, but they have a Google My Business account and they didn't realize it, but they've got 5 Google reviews out there and 4 of them are 1-star from angry clients. So anybody that looks them up thinks this law firm isn't doing a good job with their clients. Like, I'm not going to call them. I'm going to call the next company. So our online reputation very much affects our offline opportunity set.
Cool. Very cool. I had a guest on not too long ago who was talking about Google My Business, and she said the same thing. She's like, people kind of overlook that. You know, you've got this humongous algorithm driven search engine that like can back your business and help people find you. And people are like, eh, I'm not going to mess with it. But if you've got like 80% of the people that leave bad reviews about your business, you got to take care of that, man. It's going to make me, going to give me some homework. I'm going to have to go back and make sure that my Google My Business page is up and running first that I even have one.
No, that is important to make sure that that has the right reviews. It's also important because it is Google's Google My Business. And so it's integrated within local search. And so from a search perspective, it's important to have that optimized and filled out the right way.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, note to self, once again, fix up my Google My Business page. I'm on it. I'm on it like a rat on a Cheeto after I have a coffee. So how has marketing changed since you started? I mean, first, how long have you been in the game in marketing? And then how long has it, you know?
Yeah, it's been a decade, I would say, directly. Although I've always had, a vision and a framework and an interest in being able to represent myself or colleagues or clients accurately. And so, I think forever it's interlinked with digital marketing and traditional marketing. While it still may have its place, I think many organizations are a little bit laggard in terms of adapting digitally. So oftentimes you'll see an organization that wants to spend on SEO or Google AdWords. So we I just had a call with somebody two days ago, and they're like, well, my budget is, I think it was like $8,000 for Google AdWords. And I think they want a PPC campaign. And they're like, well, can I get a proposal? And I'm like, I don't think that that makes sense, because, you know, your website isn't optimized. You're not driving people back to a digital presence that's where you're recognized. So, you know, in summary, is if you're spending money on even transactional firework type marketing, which is money behind it and it's there, kind of has a flash. If I see an ad for somebody on Google, on Facebook, I mean, the first thing I'm doing is, you know, even if I click and I get to a landing page, I'm going to Google and I'm looking them up and I'm seeing what I can find. So if that doesn't reinforce trust, if that doesn't help somebody understand how you ultimately can help people or reinforce the value you provide or walk them through some sort of elements or education that offer credibility, well, then the marketing isn't necessarily going to work. And so I think, you know, even before COVID, people recognize the importance of being able to market effectively on the internet and digitally. But that is certainly, I think, sped up some of that awareness. And, you know, today you kind of can't say that, you know, it's not important to be represented appropriately, although some people are still trapped in that. Okay. Like, you know, I got a website, like I'm good. And it's like, you know, your website is your storefront. Like many people are never going to even come into your office. And so you need to make sure that you, kind of have those things in a row. And I oftentimes have heard, even when I'm speaking at events, well, Samir, our best client, they all come for us through word of mouth. So I don't need to spend a lot of money on the internet. And I always say, maybe, but I'm willing to bet that if your best client is at a cocktail party, maybe today, social distancing,
yeah,
but is at a cocktail party and they're talking about how great your service, your product is, and somebody who's your perfect client, a clone of your current client, their best friend,
they're not calling. They are definitely Googling you before they call and reach out. That's what they're doing. Right. So that's a case in point example as to how marketing has changed and how digital presence and digital reputation are forever intertwined. And then sometimes people are caught in those traditional metrics of, well, what's my ROI on the spend? Like, how do you quantify an intangible like trust? How do you quantify if Samir were to call up, and I try to reach out to new people every week, just because I love the challenge and the enjoyment of it. And I tell people they can Google me before they decide to call back. And sometimes I call back, sometimes they don't, but they always accept my LinkedIn request. And they usually always respond to an email because they have looked me up and they're like, well, you know what, Samir, somebody that maybe could be a real asset in my life. So
yeah,
hope that
this dude seems to know what he's talking about. Yeah. Let's call him back.
Sure that, you know, we find out something about him, and hey, he happens to be pretty cool too. So those are the people like to work with.
There we go. Yeah. It is hard to quantify that trust factor. And I know that there are a lot of people out there that probably don't know that things could be better. Their bottom line could be better, but if they're content with the way things are, they're never going to get like step out and try like, well, what would happen if we did this? You know, what if we invested money here? What if we did, you know, you see that in all sectors though, you see it everywhere. But yeah, we're definitely in an age where trust is, it's almost a currency really. You know, the more people trust you, the more they of course will want to spend with you because they want to work with you and they know they're going to get good work. They don't have to feel afraid to work with you, and you got to have a good reputation for that. Man, it's all coming together. It's clear now. Well, what do you wish someone told you about marketing like 5 years ago?
Well, I wish they told me that COVID was coming.
Oh yeah.
And then I would have.
Yeah. That's like a free bingo square answer. Everybody gives that answer.
Right? I know, right? Triple down. I mean, you know, I would say, 5 years ago, I wish I would have maybe invested even more time into our own digital presence. So one of the things we've been pretty good at is that we practice what we preach. Mm-hmm. And there were decisions perhaps 5 years ago to help clients and maybe take on certain clients that ended up being those maybe learning experiences. And it would have been better to allocate resources and time to our own presence. Having said that, I think we've done an extraordinary job of truly being educators. And one of the easiest tests for that is when we are up against other firms, and we're a blue ocean company. So I don't really believe us as competing. So I always say to people, well, look, price is what you pay, value is what you receive. Warren Buffett, if you look up the other organizations that you're looking to work with and you look up their CEO or their founder and compare them to Blue Ocean Global Technology and Samir Samal, and if they look better online and they've done more and they actually have applied what they're telling you to do on themselves, then you should go with them. But if we look better, you probably should be going with us.
Yep. Well, that's good transparency too. And I mean, that helps with the trust factor as well, because I think a lot of companies would be like, no, those people suck. You have to go with us because why not?
No, we tell people to go with others, actually, because sometimes people compete so on price. And that's a challenge, is that, you know, sometimes people are a little penny wise, pound foolish. And they're like, well, yeah, you know, can you do it for this amount? And I'm like,
no.
Can. Particularly with reputation repair, because if you don't do that right, Google will penalize the work and it becomes even harder to fix.
Nice. It's cool, because that then also becomes almost a way for you to filter out the kind of clients that you want to work with. If they're trying to like talk you down and get you to do it a little bit cheaper and be like, you know, I'll throw in a bun and a pickle, you know, try to barter with you and stuff. It's like, okay, well, maybe they're not a good fit. They're not thinking of it in terms of value. They're thinking of it in terms of price. Like, I'm spending this money and it's just going to be gone. And then I'm going to be mad at everybody. It's like, those aren't the right kind of people. You want the ones that are like, hey, this is an investment. I'm going to get something out of it. It may not be tangible, but I'm going to be better off for it. So that's cool. You ever get somebody and you're like, they don't like the price. They want to go lower. And you're like, nah, I'm going to double it for you now. Cause you know,
well, we've had people come back that want us to honor previous engagement outlines and explain you've already done a lot of things to mess this up. It's going to take actually more time and resources. So, you know, we're very fortunate that what we're doing works organically. Like, we rank on our own on a number of keywords. Mm-hmm. And so we constantly have, you know, new people that are reaching out every day to want to do business with us because they're finding us when you look up things like reputation repair, like internet defamation, like online reputation management. So that is certainly something that we're fortunate for, but I think you have to have the conviction to say no to people. I always go with the litmus test of, you know, am I really going to want to take this person's call on a Saturday if they're, you know, having trouble? Or do I believe in this person's business? Or do I think this person is a good person? You know, and so, like, for instance, when, you know, we say no to a lot of reputation repair clients because we don't ever want to be known that we fixed this type of reputation. Because that is something that I think is more precious is our own profile.
Okay. Very cool. It's kind of meta, you know. I guess if you're in this space, you have to have a really good reputation. So it's neat that people are coming to you. They're finding you at the top of the stack. Man, you're making my brain buzz. I'm seriously, like, I've got so many things that I want to do, and I'm like, I need to check and make sure that we're being found out there. You know, you're giving me some stuff to think about. Well, I got one last question for you. What's a killer tip that you can share with other marketers, you know, ones that are listening and they're thinking, mm-hmm. you know, if I could just have one big, big honking takeaway, which there's like seven of them in here already. So I want to ask you for an eighth one. Like, what's a really awesome test or a really awesome tip for fellow marketers that you can share?
I think I'll give you a two-parter just because maybe we'll give you eight and nine. One is you got to perform the Google test on yourself. You need to make sure that your own search engine results pages, SERPs, what are the top 30 things that are showing up for you and your business's name? Mm-hmm. And we have made sure that those are quality for Samir, quality for Blue Ocean Global Technology, and quality for our clients, which has resulted in positivity. I think the second part to my response would be, make sure that you focus on quality digital assets rather than quantity. People get overloaded by social media, by blogs. How am I going to be accurate? What are all the ways that I can go about it? It's most important to produce quality and less. So for instance, there's like an interview. There's an interview of Samir, I think, from an organization called Idea Mensch, or Asia Entrepreneur. And those organizations, you know, I think they're definitely like a few years older, and people honestly bring them up still to this day. And they're 3-4 years old, but people say, wow, Samir, I really got to know some of the causes that you're involved with, asset attack survivors in India, or you're genuinely passionate about sharing information. And you were so transparent in how you solved that client situation. So I think that we can get overwhelmed with how to produce and what to put out there. And then we take shortcuts and we put things out there that aren't quality and they don't represent us as well as we should. And then that hinders people or the right people from being attracted to want to work with us.
Right. Right. Man, there's a lot of good takeaways in here. There's a lot of good takeaways in here. It's obvious to me that you know what the heck you're talking about. And I hope that people listening in, yeah, agree. Your reputation is better in my eyes now. 10 points for Gryffindor. There we go.
Thanks, Fritz.
Love it. Love it. Well, how would people find you? Well, that's a dumb question. They could just Google you. I ask that question of every guest. How do they find you? Mm-hmm. How would they find you?
Yeah. I mean, if you Googled Samir Somil, you would find Sameer, last name Somil.com. Of course, Blue Ocean Global Technology, but my email address is my first initial S, my last name Somil, Somal, at Blue Ocean Global Tech, TECH.com. I have a phone number, 202-276-7589. It's funny because a lot of times people call that's one of our work lines and it rings through. And I love answering the phone when people call unannounced and share those calls with our team. So, you know, I think most importantly, like, I'm the type of friend to have that regardless of whether there are ways to work together, I'm always here to help others make the most informed decisions. And you know, I don't have to be right, but every person that crosses my path, I try to do the right thing.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, dude, I am extremely grateful that you're in my network. You know, I find the older I get, I'm gonna sound like an old fart here. I'm almost 40, but the older I get, man, the more I just want to surround myself with awesome people. And you're in that circle. You were before the podcast. I'm like, Samir's an awesome guy, but you're just awesomer now. Is that a word? It is now.
It is.
You're awesomer. There we go. Awesomer Samir. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you, sir. And I look forward to getting this pushed up. I think there's a lot of people out there that need to hear what you're talking about. And we'll see what we can do. Get some more attention to you, even more business than what you have. You're like rolling in fat stacks right now. I can just tell. You got that
one day at a time, brother.
That's a coffee pot, man. I'm telling you, you're balling.
The Italian coffee maker gave it all away.
I know, right? I know. Well, good chatting with you, man. And I look forward to catching you on the flip side when this goes live. All right.
Thanks, Fritz.
Anytime, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Hey, listener. Hopefully you learned something really cool in this episode. Marketing is a big, big area and can seem overwhelming, but hearing from experts like today's guest helps demystify it. If you learned something, consider telling your friends about the Elite Marketing Tips podcast here on anchor.fm or anywhere you consume podcasts. We appreciate your listenership.